classify a worker as an independent contractor is massive. It saves a fortune.
But the legal risk of getting it wrong is equally massive. Which brings us to the ultimate gatekeeper, heading 1.2:1 common law test. So what is the absolute non-negotiable core of this test?
The foundational concept for the common law test is the right to control.
Okay.
The text is very clear on this. If the employer has the right to control what work will be done and how that work will be done, an employee relationship exists.
I want to dissect that for a second. The right to control. That phrasing feels very deliberate.
It is entirely deliberate, and this is fascinating and honestly a point where a lot of companies stumble. It applies regardless of whether the employer actually exercises that right on a regular daily basis.
Oh, so you don't have to